This is Job Corps, a one-hour program about Job Corps in particular and Tongue Point Job Corps Center. This program is written and reported by the students themselves. We are in our eighth year. Tonight we have stories about graduation, summer break, elections, intramural sports, and our regular feature, Good News. All this on tonight's edition of This is Job Corps. In the studio, we have student reporters Kesley Hosler, Jeannie Leonard-Waller, and Ellie Johnson. Also in the studio is station engineer Terry Wilson, co-producer of this program. Let's get started. We are in the midst of summer break for our students. However, the reporters in the studio today are in college, so they'll take their summer break at a later date. It's been a while since I've seen the three of you. What have you been up to lately? And I'm going to open all your microphones so you can give me an update. How are things going?
Good.
Things are going very well, Tamara. College has been a little bit stressful at some point because I'm in math, and it's not one of my favorite subjects.
Have you been having to do homework every day?
Yes, I've been spending at least 2 or 3 hours on the ALEX program a day to get up caught up with all the hours I have to have on a weekly basis.
What's the ALEX program?
The ALEX program is a math program that the students who are under 100 level have to take, and it's an online math thing, and it basically tells us what gauges us on our ability to learn math, and as soon as they think we know it, they'll test us on it. And it's a really unique and interesting program. I think they've only, at the college, have only had it for about a year or so.
Do you find that it helps?
I find that it helps at some point, at some level, but the way it explains things when you're not understanding, it kind of doesn't do so well. And Khan Academy, I looked that up too, and I really like that program.
That's gotten a lot of publicity lately, mm-hmm. So that's a really good site. Ellie, how's your summer going?
Mine is doing pretty good. I'm taking a writing children's book class, which is really fun, with Julie Brown.
I've taken that.
It is really fun, and it's been kind of difficult, too, because for the last year I've been taking chemistry and physics and all these math and science classes, and now that I'm into some creative writing, I'm like, how do I do this? I don't know how to do this. And so it's been a challenge, definitely. And then I'm also taking economics class, and I'm doing that online with Tommy Redwine, and it's definitely different. I've never taken one before, and so I'm learning all these new concepts, and I'm also having to read a lot. I'm just like, this is overwhelming, but it's kind of interesting too.
That's fun. So kind of going out of your comfort zone a little bit, trying some new things and keeping busy. Jeannie, how are classes going?
Classes are going well so far. I haven't died yet, so it's I'm taking microcellular biology and women's studies, and science is not my thing. And we're learning a little bit about chemistry in there as well as biology. And I feel like I'm swimming and not gonna make it at the end.
Now, you said that you hadn't died. Thank goodness you're still alive. But I know there was a fruit fly fatality.
Yes. My group, I love my group that I work with. I work with three wonderful ladies, and we always seem to make mistakes in the class. I mean, if it's not one of us, then it's the other. The first one of our group members killed the fruit fly, and the other one, I contaminated the experiment, and the other one, we like dropped something, we are now known as the Tables of Misfits.
Okay.
And we're just going in there, and it's just really, I don't think I would be making it through biology if it weren't for my quaint little group.
Excellent. So you'll go back on Monday and you'll be like, they're alive. I have a Frankenstein moment.
Maybe. We crossbred like vestigial winged fruit flies and curly winged fruit flies, and we're gonna see what happens if you mate both of them, and it was great.
So besides college, I know that during summer break they do offer recreation activities. The rec hall is open on Sender. Have you been making sure that it hasn't been all study time? Are you doing fun things too?
Well, I don't know about Kesley or Ellie, but Kesley and I have personally haven't taken any rec trips except for the 4th of July one where we saw the fireworks, which was amazing. But we played a really great game of ping pong.
We did. Oh, it was so much fun. We played with two of the rec staff. They were actually RAs, but they were filling in for the rec staff. And we asked them if they would like to play a game of ping pong with us. And so we played a two-on-two game, and we were pretty horrible. The ball went flying all over the place.
Yeah, so we decided that we needed a bigger ball.
Mm-hmm. So we ended up getting a huge volleyball and trying to pop that over the net. It was a lot of fun.
How did that work? Oh, good. Okay.
And then we decided that we were going to actually play volleyball, so we went and threw the ball around a little bit in the gym. And after that, we were playing Frisbee because we had a couple more students come in. And so we had like a group of like five or six people.
So you've made sure there have been fun times, too. Yeah.
And I'm actually was wanting to go on the laser tag trip, but I was in college, so. But I am planning to go out to the movies tomorrow and next Friday.
Excellent.
And aren't you set to go to that Whitewater Institute trip this Sunday?
Why, yes, Jeannie, I am. I am actually going there this Sunday morning. And I'm going to have a lot of fun. It's down in the Deschutes River. I've rafted down the Deschutes before a couple years ago with my family. So, and I remember that some little birdie told me that Jeannie went last year. So, how'd you enjoy your trip?
I enjoyed my trip immensely. It's been a metaphor for my life, really. Because there's this, there's the infamous cliff that I was afraid to jump off of. But I mustered up enough courage and jumped off the cliff. And so every time I'm scared about something, I try to think, oh, I jumped off the cliff. So I can do anything now.
If you had the opportunity, Ellie, would you ever go on the whitewater rafting trip?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that is something that would definitely get the adrenaline pumping. And that would be really good because I really love adrenaline. I haven't really been doing any kind of recreation activities. And unless you count riding your bike to work every day or hiking up the College Hill, but that's not as much fun as I would like.
That's not fun at all.
No, but
it's a good cardio workout.
It is.
But didn't you tell me that you played the violin last night?
Oh, yes.
On Thursday night
at the Blue Scorcher.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, yesterday, then I went over to the Thursday night get together where a bunch of musicians will get together and play old time folk music and fiddle music and just different music like that. And it was really fun, and I've never been there to play before. I've heard them play, and whenever I hear them play, then I'm like, ooh, I start to like move around and start dancing, and I'm like, ooh, this is kind of fun. But I itch for my violin. My fingers are like, violin, violin. And so when I went there yesterday, then it was really fun because I could play along with them. And, you know, most of them are older. And so they were like, well, it's good to get the young people involved. We want to get the young people involved because there is a renewed interest in this type of music. So they do that every other Thursday. So I think I'll start going more often.
Well, to tell you how young these young ladies are, yesterday, being Saturday, was Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday. And I asked all of them, do you know who Woody Guthrie is? No.
I knew, but I couldn't think of the song, Terry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This Land is Your Land. And I asked if they knew who Pete Seeger was, who was instrumental in Woody Guthrie becoming very famous, as I understand the story. No, they don't know who that is. So we got to pop some folk music into them.
Now, Ellie, you mentioned, though, hiking, even though it's urban hiking, and bicycling, and I think those are really great, and the weather's been decent lately.
Oh, yeah, it's
so
been nice.
It's been really pleasant. We're trying to have kind of a summer going on here, so I think it's excellent, even if you can't do the ping pong with a volleyball experience out there. You've got things going on. Well, I'm really amazed, and I think it's wonderful that you have the opportunity to go to college and interact. And I know Center is quite a bit different over summer break because we have quite a few fewer students than we normally have. So, and you'll get your summer break eventually. And then definitely we'll want to catch up with you, Kesley, on to hear about your Whitewater Institute experience. And it was really awesome. I believe 3 of our students were selected to be mentors.
Yeah. Mallory Stillier, who is a finance and business student, Jasper Beebe, who is also a college student, and myself.
Outstanding. Well, we'll definitely want to catch up with the 3 of you and hear about the experience. And don't be afraid to jump off the cliff.
It's really exciting.
It is. Well, thank you. This is really fun. Jeannie and Kesley had an opportunity to interview several of our students before they left on summer break almost 2 weeks ago. And here is that.
I'm Rachel. I'm from Finance and Business 2, and I'm looking forward to being time with my family and my cat.
Put on the show.
My name is Chris, and I'm in carpentry, and I can't wait to see my fiance and my family back home.
I'm Andre. I'm in carpentry. Can't wait to get home to see my family.
I'm Whitney Ned, and I am in finance and business, and I am looking forward to spending time with my family for summer break.
My name is Kayla Weber. I'm complete in finance and business, and I'm looking forward to getting my tattoo.
Hello, my name's Tracy. I'm in carpentry, and I can't wait to see my family at summer break.
My name's Kevin Romero. I'm 24 years old. I'm in the finance vocation at Tongue Point Job Corps Center, and I'm looking forward to going home to meet my niece. She just got born 5 days ago.
My name is Michael Hall. I'm in the cement trade, and I'll be staying on center, Job Corps, for the summer break. I'll be doing rec trips, if it's sunny, getting a little bit of sun, and being in the weight room. And that's pretty much it.
Randy Aiken, Res 1. My vocation, I'm an HHA, and my plans for summer break, probably going to the movies, going to the 4th of July.
My name is Tasimi Sikushante Segura. My vocation is culinary, and I plan on spending my summer break doing first celebrating my mom's birthday on the 4th of July, and then possibly either going camping or looking for work.
My name is Devery. What I'm going to be doing for summer break, going home, hoping to see family and friends that I haven't seen in 4 months since I got here. Buying an Xbox, bringing stuff back, and that's about it.
What's your vocation?
And my vocation is culinary arts.
Now? Okay. My name's Kelsey. I'm in the dental assisting vocation. And when I go home for spring break or summer break, I'm going to see my family and some friends from back home. I'm going to get my hair cut and buy some stuff.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Crystal Pretty. I'm in painting. And when I go home for summer, I'm probably going to eat a lot. Yeah, I will really enjoy the food. I'm going to kick back in the sun with my family, probably go to a beach or something, and, you know, just hang out with people I haven't hung out with for a while.
My name is John. I'm currently in finance and business.
for summer break, I am performing at some of the local clubs in Portland, and then for the other half, I'm going to Brooklyn, New York for a funeral.
What instrument do you play?
I do not play the instrument. I rap.
You rap?
I rap.
So you sing, like, kind
of? Yeah, well, in a sense.
Yeah, okay.
It's not quite the same style. But.
Sounds cool.
Tell me one. Oh, my name is Kayla Dyer. My vocation is HHA. What I plan to do over summer break is I'm going to stay on center. I'm going to be a part of all of the recreational activities. I'm not going to go home, and I'm going to study for my trade and have a great summer. Cool. Sound good?
Hello, my name is Trayvon Harrison. I'm in culinary. And my plans for summer break is to go swimming a lot because hopefully it's sunny, and to spend time with family and eat yummy, yummy food like Taco Bell.
I'm Jeffrey Beard, and I'm 23 in landscaping. And for my summer break, I'm actually staying here to do landscape maintenance for the center. I'm going to be hired by MTC.
You asked the question.
What is your name?
JD Austria.
What's your vocation?
Seamanship.
What are your plans for summer break?
I'm going to go home and go to work and hopefully see my daughter.
Now?
What's your name?
My name is Charlie Fadness.
What's your vocation?
Carpentry.
What are your summer break plans?
My summer break plans to go home, help my dad fix shit, babysit, visit my best friend, work at my dad's nail salon, and babysit again.
Hi, my name is Joel. I'm in college. For summer vacation, I'm going to spend a week counseling at a summer camp that I grew up in for boys camp, and then I'm going to spend some time with my girlfriend and relax.
What's your name?
Jeannie Leonard Waller.
What's your vocation?
The college program.
And what are your plans for this wonderful summer break?
Well, when I take my summer vacation in August, I plan on spending some time with family and friends.
That's great.
My name is Joshua Loring. I'm in culinary arts, and I'm gonna go hang out with my friends and family during summer break.
Well, thank you, Jeannie and Kesley, for interviewing people. I'm hoping that maybe after summer break we can catch up with people and see how things went and maybe find out what people are glad for to be returning to Job Corps to work on. Student government recently held elections for fall term. We had a great turnout. Voters were treated to ice cream courtesy of the Student Government Association after elections. Congratulations to Officers Sean Nielsen, President, Trevor Prendergast, Vice President, Felicia Perez, Secretary, Troy Cook, Treasurer, and Andrew Holland, Sergeant at Arms. These officers will take office upon returning from summer break. I look forward to working with them. In June, we held our quarterly graduation. We have the highlights of the ceremony for you.
And now Felicia Perez, the Vice President of the Student Government Association, will say a few words.
On behalf of Tongue Point Student Government Association, welcome graduates, families, friends, and fellow Job Corps students to the June 2012 graduation ceremony. We know it hasn't always been easy, but now that you are here to graduate, we hope you can reflect back on the hard work and dedication it took to complete what you started. Not many people can say they have done this. Take pride in your accomplishments. No matter which path you take, we wish you continued success.
And our first student speaker, Holly Spencer.
Before coming to Job Corps, while I was in both high school and college, I tried out several health-related trades, but could not find one that fit with me. After one semester of college at George Fox University, which would cost me $40,000 a year, that I couldn't afford. I decided to go to Job Corps. My parents had suggested Job Corps because my oldest brother had attended and they thought it was a good option. I had some mixed feelings of leaving home and being away from home a long period of time. But I've always wanted a career in healthcare, and I knew I would get a training in a career I wanted. Now I know deciding to enroll in Job Corps was a good decision. The skills I have learned here have given me the opportunity to grow as a person. I have improved my communication skills and gained experience in being part of an effective team. I have learned problem-solving skills, which have made me able to find a solution for anything that has come up. Of the 10 career success standards that we learn and practice, I think the one that we have used a lot here at Tongue Point Job Corps Center and will use throughout our lives is multicultural awareness. The career success standard stood out to me the most because we all come from different backgrounds. I have seen how we all can live together on campus and respect how each of us is not only from a different background, but from different states and countries as well. The most important skill that I have learned and that I will use on a daily basis throughout my work life is the ability to develop good workplace relationships. While I use this in class, which is really our job as Job Corps students, I really began using this skill when I worked at Susanna Lee's Assisted Living in Seaside, Oregon, during my work-based learning. I want to say thank you to my admissions counselor, Taylor Hermes, for being there the entire time I've been here in Job Corps. To my supervisor at Susanna Lee's, Wendy Ruffin, thank you for giving me the opportunity to get my training there. To the staff here at Tongue Point, thank you for helping me out during the time I was here, especially Peter and the dormitory staff of Residence 1. I want to say thank you to all of my friends I've made here. You all have helped me stay on track for completing home health aid. And I want to give a special thank you to my parents, who supported and encouraged me to attend and complete Tongue Point Job Corps Center. To my fellow grads, we did it. Today marks the beginning of a new chapter of our lives. We can use the training that we got here at Job Corps to adventure out and find a job, a career that we all are actually proud to actually have. Continuing to put the career success standards into daily use will help us become successful in our lives and our careers. Don't stop believing in yourself, that you can go far and beyond what you have already accomplished here. We are ready to take the next step, which is being able to live independently as well as support ourselves and any family we choose to have later in life. We now have the tools to accomplish goals and dreams in our lives. Accomplishing what we came here to do proves that we all can accomplish anything we set our minds to do. To the rest of the students, staying positive and focused in trade or academics will lead you to success at Job Corps. Have a positive attitude even when times are hard or you feel that no one is helping you out. Just relax and say, I can accomplish whatever is challenging you. Take every opportunity to practice the career success standards here at Tongue Point so they become second nature when you leave. Believing in yourself will support you to go as far as you want to go and accomplish what you want in life. Set the goals, fulfill your dreams. Just remember that we all have overcome obstacles and completing Job Corps is the beginning of a new chapter in life. Finally, I would like to leave you with a quote that I recently read. The greatest results are usually attained by simple means and the exercise of ordinary qualities. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Our second student speaker is Andy Waters.
Woo! We came to Tongue Point Job Corps Center to give our lives a new direction and to take advantage of a wonderful opportunity. See, before Job Corps, I was a loser. There is no other word for it. I had left high school and was just happy kicking around and doing not much of anything. True, I had been searching for employment, but not all that hard. After all, a life of ease is something easy to get lost in. But I was called back to reality when I had a dream of my future. In this dream, my girlfriend of 4 years was considering leaving me because I hadn't gotten a good enough job to support us. We were struggling to stay afloat, and I was always distant. Once I shook myself awake from this nightmare, I had to find some way of preventing this from happening. Not much later, her family told me a Job Corps from personal experience. She has an uncle who went to Job Corps some years ago and recommended it. Upon getting to Tongue Point, I had a lot of adjusting to do. Dorm living, meetings, and new people are always difficult to adjust to. There were friends to be made, community service hours, and leadership positions to get, and a vocation to complete, not to mention mass meetings, pay lines, and keeping out of trouble. Being a reporter on a radio show was a fun experience, as was tutoring fellow students. These things helped to provide me with a remarkable experience, along with meeting so many people with so many different points of view. People from different countries, people from different classes, people that are so remarkably similar to myself. All experiences that will not be lost upon myself and have become part of me, in fact. Even still, at Job Corps, I feel like an unremarkable student. I only got to silver as my privilege level, with only an average amount of community service. But here I am, in front of you, giving this commencement speech. I never would have expected this when I first stepped on center. So if my experience can be of anything to those of you still here, struggling with the idea of leaving the program by your own means, perhaps, let this be a sign that this program can be completed by anyone. You just have to give some dedication and realize this is your chance to improve your life. So get that leadership position. Grab your community service hours. You will enjoy your time here, I promise. Job Corps has changed my life, and I am so grateful. It works. I am proof that Job Corps changes lives for the better. It has given me the experiences I've needed to become a mature, successful adult. And I wake up every morning looking at life in a different kind of way. To all of us graduating, isn't this incredible? We have done things here that some of us never thought we could. And yet, we have persevered through all of the challenges, trials, and tribulations. We have all had our trials to deal with here, and I'm no different. A relationship with my girlfriend of 4 years strained. Yet still, I pounded through, I finished strong, and completed like all who sit here in these gowns. And we completed this program with aplomb. We wouldn't be here if we didn't, would we? And now, she is my girlfriend of 5 years. I'm volunteering for the Hoyt Arboretum. My life is on the right track to avoid that nightmare laid before me by my own subconscious mind. Thank you to all the people who have been instrumental to my success here at Tongue Point. And, as I ended my first broadcast on the radio, I am Andy Waters, and this is why I came to Job Corps. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Our guest speaker today is Tony Erickson, the Chief Operating Officer of Oregon Aero Inc. and a former Tongue Point Job Corps student. Tony.
Well, it's going to be kind of hard to follow up those previous speeches. That was a great job. Good afternoon. As Tita said, I am Tony Erickson, the Chief Operating Officer, or COO, of Oregon Aero. We're a multi-million dollar aerospace company that designs and builds and ships products all over the globe, including things like helmets and headset components for aviation, ejection seats, crash-worthy seating, things of that sort. I'm also a pilot. I've had the opportunity to fly many aircraft and helicopters included. I'm a father and a husband. My family's back here with us today. And I'm also a former Tongue Point student. I want to thank you all for allowing me to return here today. It's quite an honor. You know, when I started writing this speech a couple weeks ago, I Googled other commencement speeches to get some ideas of where to go. And what I read is most people found speaking to the students from their school the hardest speech they've ever given. And as I was writing this, I had the same conclusion. This is very difficult. And I think it's because it takes me back to a time when I was here and I was unsure of what I was going to be doing with my life. There was a time of excitement, anticipation, and more than a little bit of fear about the future. Looking around the grounds here, I see that there's a lot of things that are the same. A lot of the buildings are the same. I saw my dorm room when I drove down the road here. Some things are new. This rec room center here is new. I hear there's a new boat out here. My Tongue Point story starts way back in 1988, and I'm just amazed at how similar my story is to the other students that we heard today. Like many of you here, back in 1988, I was much younger. I was about 50 pounds lighter. I had hair down to the center of my back. I had my ears pierced, both of them, 5 total. And I had my nose pierced. I came with a big gold nose ring. And back then, they didn't make equipment to pierce your nose. They had to hold me down and shove the ear gun piercing thing up my nostril as far as they could. Was it a huge success? So back in 88, I was hanging around my hometown, Pocatello, Idaho. Really wasn't doing much of anything other than finding random holes to place into my body. And a friend told me about Job Corps. And it looked like a chance to do something different, possibly something productive, something my other friends were not doing. They were, for the most part, doing nothing. And the offer of a free Greyhound bus ticket and a couple meal coupons to get myself up here was too tempting to pass up, so I went ahead and bid. I must admit, it was a bit of a challenge and an adjustment coming here. I'm sure some of you can relate. I was used to controlling my own schedule, what I did, when I did it. I just did what I wanted to do. And that changed as soon as I stepped off this old, blue, weird-looking Job Corps school bus. One of the first persons I met was Herschel Lamb. I understand he retired recently. He was a counselor then. And he delivered the first of what were to be many motivational talks. Some of them were quite brutal. They weren't bad. They were just direct and honest and sometimes hard to hear. I signed up for the seamanship program. I also worked in the kitchen and attended GED classes. They were very long days, many of them starting about 4:30 in the morning so I could make breakfast. I understand there's a culinary program here now, and we have some graduates from the culinary program out there. Anybody? Okay. I wanted to talk specifically to that for a second. Out of everything I did here, I think working in the kitchen gave me some of the best skills for running a company. You have high-pressure deadlines, demanding customers, your timing has to be perfect, your attention to detail spot on, your quality needs to remain high. You need to plan ahead, and you need to think quick and solve problems. And at the end of the day, you rarely get a thank you, but you get immense satisfaction knowing you did your best and you got the job done. I learned quite a few things here, things I hadn't thought of or known before, how to make breakfast for hundreds of students, huge vats of soups, thousands of pancakes. I had the 2 spatulas with 2 pancakes each. I learned how to make and break barges and tie a sheep shank. I learned that you never walk around the deck of the boat with your hands in your pockets. I can still hear Captain Albers yelling, "Erickson, get your hands out of your pockets." I still hear it in my head when I get on a boat today. It hasn't gone away. And working on a boat is not much different than flying. It's about safety, maintaining equipment, navigation, planning, hours of boredom, followed by moments of sheer terror. It's much the same thing. Here I learned a little about when to speak up and when to keep quiet. I learned that there are a lot of people like me here, people wanting to do something more with their lives. And I've really lived the Tongue Point experience. In my generation growing up, we had a few things to worry about. We had the Cold War. We had to carry around portable radios the size of toddlers. We had to suffer through disco music. Duran Duran in the 80s, wasn't fond of that. But your guys' lives have been incredible. You have witnessed the passing into a new century, the evolution of the internet, the world community getting much smaller, as evidenced by your students here and your programs here. You've seen 9/11, years of armed conflict, our first African-American president. By being here today, you prove that you all carry a spark of uniqueness, some element of nonconformity that I appreciate, a willingness to take a chance. Just being here puts you in a unique class. You students are unique in the world. However you found your way here, you came here and you succeeded. This is no small accomplishment. This is not a comfy college campus here, and it certainly isn't summer camp. Regardless of your chosen area of study, it is hard, hard work. I have a tremendous amount of respect for each and all of you. As you continue your journey, keep that spark of uniqueness alive. Make proactive, positive choices that better your world, your community, your family and your friends, but most of all, yourselves. Follow your joy and passion. If you aren't living what's positive in your heart, you are cheating yourself and the world of all that you can be and all that's inside of you. My journey after Tongue Point wasn't easy. The hard work continues today, but the rewards also continue. I started at Oregon Aero nearly 20 years ago, at an entry-level job at minimum wage. I'm now running the entire company. The work that you've begun here, the learning, growing, achieving, will continue to reward you your entire lives. Milton Kendall, who's the Eastern Regional Coordinator for the Operating Engineers Union, a lot of words there, they make the roads. They're the people that build our highways. He is a Job Corps graduate as well. He once said that the road to success is always under construction. And I'd add to that that the road to life is always under construction. And you guys get to decide where it goes. One evening, when I was a student here, I was sitting out on the docks here and watching it grow dark. And I saw a small plane fly overhead. And I looked up and I said, I will do that one day. And I did. You will achieve what you choose to pursue. You will find happiness and fulfillment. You will find challenges and obstacles. But you have an advantage. By being here today, you have shown that you can meet those challenges and overcome them. I deeply respect and heartily congratulate you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Well, now's the time that we will present the diplomas. But first, let me tell you a few things. Since the last graduation that we held in March, 88 students have completed their work at Tongue Point Job Corps Center. 8 of them are going or have gone on to advanced training at other Job Corps centers. Of those 88 students, 56 came to Tongue Point Job Corps Center with already their GED or their high school diploma in hand. The remaining 32 students all earned either a GED and or a high school diploma as part of their Job Corps training. Because students leave at all times of the year, we have several graduations a year. But it's not always possible for graduates to return to center to participate in our quarterly ceremonies. Today, 46 students have been able to participate in formalizing their completion by what we call walking the stage. One thing you will see on some of the graduates is that they wear a gold cord. Those who wear gold cords, that signifies that they are graduating with honors. So, we'll now present the diplomas. Kim?
Okay, we have just a couple things here, and then we'll be done. I would like to hear another round of applause for our graduates. Thank you very much. You know, as I look over that group of graduates there, many of those students held leadership positions, both in the dorms and our student government associations, and they're going to leave quite a vacancy, those that are leaving us today. And students that are in the crowd today, you know, please step up, because you're going to have to step up and fill some of those leadership positions that these students hold. So we're going to miss them, and like I said before, some are going on to college, some are going to stay here for college, some are going the world to work, and some are going to advanced training all over the nation. One last thing here, graduates. By the power vested in me by the Congress of the United States of America, the Department of Labor, and the National Office of Job Corps, I confer on each of you the title Graduate of Tongue Point Job Corps Center. In acknowledgement and acceptance, graduates, please turn your tassels.
Jeannie, you have a story for us.
Yes, Tamara, I do. It's about intramurals. Since our last show, we hosted the kickball playoffs between Residence 2 and Residence 4. And the big winner was... Residence 4 was victorious! Congratulations to all the students who participated and the staff who coordinated and supported these activities.
Now, we regularly have intramural events on center, and we've talked about them. There's been intramural soccer, volleyball, intramural, I'm forgetting something, basketball, ultimate frisbee, I think they did last year. Now, you're all in Residence 4. Have any of you participated in intramural sports?
When I was in Res 3, then I did volleyball, but since then I haven't.
And Kesley or Jeannie, any intramural sports?
When I was in Res 3, for my second week, I had to participate in an intramural sport. And I think it was the dodgeball.
Oh, dodgeball. I forgot about dodgeball. Now, I do know that we were talking about this earlier before we started to work on the program. And one of the comments was that sometimes people just aren't very athletic or sports-minded, and we thought maybe this is a kind of a shout-out to the rec staff that if they can think of any intramural activities. One person, Ellie, thank you, recommended intramural yoga, which I think is just brilliant. And then I think we kind of lost it from there because we were all giggling so hard. But it's been really fun, and it's fun to see the dorms participate and compete with each other and take a lot of dorm pride in being victorious in a sport. So thank you for the story. Miss Kesley has a story.
Our regular feature is good news. For the month of June, we had 10 students earn their high school diplomas, 12 students learn their GEDs, and 16 students receive their driver's permits, 17 students received their driver's license. Congratulations to all of them. I've also wanted to let you all know that since our last show, reporters Holly Spencer and Christina Rhodes actually completed last month, and Christina Rhodes has been looking for a job since the last show, and Holly Spencer has also obtained a job down in Salem, Oregon.
That's outstanding. Well, if any of you listened to our last show, they were just really dedicated, hardworking students who'd done a great job and came on the show at the last minute to help us out. And I'm really glad to hear that Holly is working and hope she continues in her successful career choice. Now, we have talked a little bit about Woody Guthrie, and so we're going to be ending the program a little differently today and concluding with some of his music.
Well, the world has seven wonders that the travelers always tell. Some gardens and some towers, I guess you know them well. But now the greatest wonder is in Uncle Sam's fair land. It's that King Columbia River and the big Grand Coulee Dam. She heads up the Canadian Rockies where the rippling waters glide. Comes a rumbling down the canyon to meet that salted tide of the wide Pacific Ocean where the sun sets in the west. And the big Grand Coulee country in the land I love the best. In the misty crystal glitter of that wild and windward spray, men have fought the pounding waters and met a watery grave. Well, she tore their boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day the Coulee Dam would cross that wild and wasted stream. Uncle Sam took up the challenge in the year of 33 for the farmer and the factory and all of you and me. He said, roll along Columbia, you can ramble to the sea, but a river while you're rambling, you can do some work for me. Now in Washington and Oregon, you hear the factories hum, making chrome and making manganese and light aluminum. And there roars a flying fortress now to fight for Uncle Sam, spawned upon the King Columbia by the big Grand Coulee Dam. In the misty crystal glitter of that wild and windward spray, men have fought the pounding waters, they met a watery grave. Well, she tore their boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day the Coulee Dam would cross that wild and wasted stream. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling in the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. Voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
That was Gran Cooley and This Land Is Your Land by Woody Guthrie in honor of his 100th birthday, Saturday, July 14th. We have Ellie at the microphone.
So pretty soon here, then I will be complete with Job Corps. I'm going to be complete with my associate's degree at the college. And after that, then I'll be moving on. You know, I won't be a Job Corps student anymore. And it's kind of a big step to take because after I've been here for 2.5 years almost, then it's really scary. But I have been making plans. I've been working at the Blue Scorcher, saving money so that I can be on my feet when I leave. And where I'm probably going to move to is Portland, Oregon, where I can get my pharmacy tech degree and start working. And if I like that, then I plan on continuing my education to become a pharmacist.
That's outstanding, Ellie, and congratulations. I know that it does take a lot of effort and work to be successful at Job Corps. And to be here and complete your vocation and be here long enough to get your associate degree from Clatsop Community College is really awesome, an awesome accomplishment.
Ellie, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What associate's degree did you obtain?
I got the Oregon Transfer Degree, AAOT.
Of the arts?
Yeah.
Cool.
And that works out really well because that ensures that all of your classes transfer and you can just start as a junior?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. That's outstanding. Well, congratulations, Ellie. We're really going to miss having you on the program.
Yeah, I'll miss you guys too.
And we might even want to record you one more time before you go and have a little music to remember you by.
Oh,
okay. Well, think about that. Think about that. I put you on the spot.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Jeannie is at their microphone as well.
Well, starting in August, I'm going to start my 9th year as a volunteer for Voca Camp. And the trainings are going to be starting here. The dates are going to be August 3rd and the 4th, and the 17th and the 18th and the 25th. This is training gets the volunteers ready to gear up and figure out what's going on in camp. And I just love Voca season. And on the 27th of July, there's various coffee shops that are going to be participating in Mocha for Voca. And all the proceeds that they make that day will go towards Voca Camp. And also, we have made little cozies for coffee. So when you go to these coffee shops, check out the cozies that are handmade, and they are sold for $5 each, and it goes towards a great cause. So go buy coffee on the 27th.
Jeannie, would you let us all know what Voca stands for?
Yes, Kesley. Voca stands for Victory Over Child Abuse.
And what does the program do?
Well, it provides a yearly camp in September for boys and girls that from ranging the age of 5 to 18 that's been survivors of sexual abuse.
Well, Jeannie, that sounds like a wonderful program. How do you get others involved?
Well, it's a lot of hard work to get people involved, but we have an excellent partnership with Tongue Point Job Corps. We've had so many great volunteers go through the program with that. So I appreciate Tongue Point a lot, and we just try to get it out word by mouth, and people who've done it before tell their friends that they've done it, and that's how we get volunteers.
Now, is the training listed in the college brochure, so if people are interested, they know who to contact? And
yes.
Okay.
And you can look in the phone book under the Healing Circle, and you'll find the number, and you can get more information that way.
Outstanding. Terry, what do you have for us?
Well, Miss Ellie's leaving us. When are you actually leaving us?
The end of August.
Oh, we got lots of time. Mm-hmm. We've got to record her playing the violin again for the next program.
Okay, but we'll have to find an accompanist, somebody that plays the guitar a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll find somebody.
Okay. Cool.
We'll fake it.
I'm going to miss you, kid.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you, too.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate, I have to say, Kesley and Jeannie and Ellie, I'm really glad they were able to come and make this program happen this month. So wanted to thank them for that. So there you have it, the July 2012 edition of This is Job Corps, a monthly radio magazine about Job Corps in general and the Tongue Point Job Corps Center in particular. Job Corps has been around for 46 years, 46 years of helping young people. Thank you to our student reporters Ellie Johnson, Jeannie Leonard-Waller, and Kesley Hostler. Thank you to Terry Wilson, co-producer of this program. We are in our eighth year of This is Job Corps. Thanks to everyone for making the show such a success. Thank you to the staff and students of the Tongue Point Job Corps Center and to local businesses and citizens for their help and support with this program. It is our hope that through this program, everyone has become aware of how very important the Job Corps concept is to all of us, locally and nationwide. In 46 years, Job Corps has helped more than 3 million people become responsible and gain education, training, and social skills they need to be contributing members of society. Job Corps, 3 million careers, one future at a time. Job Corps, where success lasts a lifetime. Job Corps, the bridge to success. Thank you for listening tonight. This is Job Corps can now be heard at any time by going to coastradio.org, click the On Demand button, and select the program. On behalf of Tongue Point Job Corps Center, I'm Tamara Walker for KMUN and KTCB. We will be back in August for our next edition of This is Job Corps. See you then. Good night.
Sad when that great ship went down. Cold ocean foam would now be your home. Sad when that great ship went down. Sad when that great ship went down. Sad when that great ship went down. So sad and full would now be your home. Was sad when that great ship went down. Sad when that great ship went down. Cold ocean foam would now be your home. Sad when that great ship went down.